Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of Mindset Matters, Transforming Your Multifamily Career. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and a sought-after national speaker, the fabulous Cecilia Cascio, the president of Marquis Asset Management. Welcome, Cecilia.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thank you for having me on today. I am grateful to be given this opportunity and look forward to providing value.
I was going to say, you certainly have got a tremendous amount of experience and expertise to share with our listeners, and this is a topic that anybody's interested in, is how to transform their career and make it a bit more beneficial for them. So I'm excited to find out about how mindset does matter. And I wanted to start out by asking you, how do you define mindset?
Well, I define mindset as an attitude or belief or expectation that one, you know, we hold about ourselves, and it's really important in the multifamily, in anything you do in life, right? But as it applies to multifamily and how I see it applied out there with my employees and my team members, it's so impactful in what we do day in and day out. And if you're not aware of the mindset that you're carrying, it can really hinder you. So I feel it's important to continue to teach each other how to maintain a positive mindset, even when you're faced with the adversities that we face in our industry day in and day out. Focusing on the positive things that we do each and every day just moves you leaps and bounds and helps you truly learn how to problem solve, and taking the approaches, taking a proactive approach rather than reactive approach. And we don't really think about, you know, how this mindset impacts us until we have a little bit more experience in learning how negativity can impact the whole team, and how the positive affirmations can actually bring up a team that has been struggling. And it was something that I had to learn myself in my career. I had some great mentors that helped me seek to understand, and which helped me work on my mindset. It's something I work on daily.
And I know you mentioned that you've had to do it throughout your career. Can you share a story with our listeners about something that made a powerful impact on you?
Yeah, I will tell you, like, there's actually probably two examples. One that was earlier in my career. I always viewed networking and going to conferences and training as just like a daunting task. Like, oh my goodness, I have so much to do at the office. I really don't have time for this. And when I shifted that mindset to, okay, if I'm going to be there, then I might as well make the best of the opportunity that I've been given, right? Because how many people are given the opportunity to actually go and learn? You know, it's powerful. I always say knowledge is power. It's something that my grandfather taught me a long time ago, and I think that as I have applied it throughout, you know, my career and in my personal life, it has helped me move leaps and bounds. But building the networks, building the relationships, being intentional about speaking to people and learning from their challenges and their wins has been powerful for me. I'm always looking to learn more, and I think instead of looking at networking and attending these trainings as a, you know, task, I've taken it, I shifted my mindset to as an experience that could help me move forward. That's really what happened probably about 10 years ago. And then, you know, later, and actually a few years ago, I was in a real estate investor mastermind event, and that was like a major shift. I was sitting here listening to people talk about the challenges that they were having, real estate investors talk about the challenges that they were having with the property management companies, hence myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was listening to them speak about the things that they were doing that were also inhibiting the management companies from doing their job. So I was able to speak up candidly about both perspectives, which just made me realize, like, wow, I have this ability to understand and articulate both sides of these issues, which then became my superpower. So instead of getting, you know, frustrated or upset that people were, you know, talking negatively about, and I say negatively, they were frustrated as well with their property management companies, I then started providing solutions for them, which has in turn helped me in my business. So, you know, it's all about using your mindset to create those experiences and communicate what you're trying to get people to understand in what you do each and every day. So if I'm out there pushing out negative information, then I'm going to get back negative information. If I'm pushing out solutions, like we say, well, you can't be positive all the time. Well, it's not about being positive all the time. It's about providing solutions to problems, right? Which if you're wanting to solve a problem, you provide a solution, and you have an outcome that's favorable to all, and maybe not 100%, but it does provide a more positive environment, and that is a result of a mindset shift or a mindset that allows you to push out that information and help others understand.
We've got about 3 minutes left in the segment. Can you maybe list some of the common limiting beliefs that multifamily folks have and that may be holding them back?
Yes. I said yes to that very quickly because this is what I tell my teams. Like, don't limit yourself to the types of properties that you can oversee. You know, diversify your experience. It's something that I've done throughout my career, and it has been impactful in everything I do. So you can oversee everything from A to B to C to HUD to whatever it is. You work a business plan, and you use your experience to push out that business plan. So, you know, we limit ourselves on a regular basis. The other one is, I'm too old to learn this new technology. I'm hearing that more now these days. So really, instead of saying, I'm too old to learn this new technology, how am I going to overcome these challenges to learn this technology? Because you're going to learn it anyway, and you've already mastered it on your cell phone. So, like, this right. stuff on the computer is just a piece of the pie. And then I think one that is close to my heart is the affordable side of things. You know, I'm big in pushing out or being part of the affordable housing, workforce housing side. And I think, you know, a lot of times feeling like we can't make a difference because of the types of properties we are at. But you should focus on saying, hey, how can we just make a difference in that one person? Because that one person or that one child or that one mother or that one father or that grandparent can go out and impact another 100 people. And so while you may not see the difference you can make in that moment, the difference, you will make a difference long term. Like, everybody you meet for a reason. And so, you know, I say, don't ever think that you're not making a difference, because you are. You are impacting more people than you even can count, and that in itself is a great power.
All right, great. Well, we are going to break it here, and we are going to be back right after these messages with more of this episode, and we're going to talk first about cultivating a growth mindset when we return. So we'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Mindset Matters, Transforming Your Multifamily Career. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a sought-after national speaker, the amazing Cecilia Cascio, the president of Marquis Asset Management. I do want to remind our listeners, if you'd like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Cecilia, we talked in the first segment about the power of mindset, and I kind of teased at the end of the segment that in this segment we're going to talk about cultivating a growth mindset. So what are the practical steps that someone can take if they want to develop a growth mindset?
Well, I think you have to embrace the challenges that you face. I think that you view them as opportunities instead of challenges, and you figure out how to overcome those hurdles. And, you know, I think one that we all may struggle with at times is learn from criticism, constructive criticism, right? As leaders, we always provide feedback to our team members, and at times, you know, how we deliver the message can be resisted. And I tell people, like, this is more about opening yourself up to learning. So how can I make myself better? How can I improve in the areas that I have seen have opportunity for improvement? This is probably a better word for it. And I think that let me back up a little bit. Don't judge where you are at to where someone else is at, because that hinders your growth mindset. You have to understand that you are walking a different path. path and embracing that path, embracing the challenges, embracing where you are at, embracing the speed that it's taking you to get to your ultimate goal is like so important. Sometimes we want to get to the end without really experiencing what's in between, and it's what's the in between that makes us who we are. And it's not always easy, but when you are able to truly wrap your arms around that understanding, it allows you the opportunity to look back and actually celebrate those hardships that brought you to the place that you are at. And I think it's just, it's all part of learning that, you know, reflecting on those setbacks to celebrate the wins is part of that growth mindset that can help us move a little quicker towards our goal.
And you know, part of that I would think is continual learning and education, and also adaption, adapting to the changes that we have. I mean, let's take a quick look at history with the pandemic that we had. I mean, talk about an industry having to adapt, kind of turn on a dime.
Yeah.
Everybody was able to do it. It was probably not the most fun thing to have to do, but we learned a lot from that, I believe. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I believe, you know, it actually... I think it pushed some things that were coming out a little quicker, like people were working remotely. There was, excuse me, many of us that had worked from remote locations, but as a whole, as the industry as a whole, I mean, it required it for a few months. Now, we were considered essential employees, so our site teams were still required to go out, but, you know, we started doing the Zoom calls more, the Teams meetings more, and it really allowed the changes that we have seen today to come out a little quicker or be pushed out a little quicker and allow... You know, our site teams are always resistant to new platforms and new technology, and I say always, that's kind of a broad brush there, but they don't like change. They like things to run smoothly, and when you cause hiccups on the properties, it requires them to take a step back. Well, we had to really take a step back during COVID and say, okay, how can I make the best of this situation? Because it wasn't just about how you were running a business, it was how you were connecting with people and how you were connecting with the site teams and how they were connecting with the residents and how, you know, it had to do with mental health. It had to do with getting people just to feel good about coming to work because the fear was there. So figuring out, you know, how to work through those fears with them and finding solutions to their day-to-day challenges during that time was definitely a learning experience for everybody. You know, those of us that have been in the industry forever and a day, and I won't, you know, say how long because it's like dinosaur time for me, it really required us to just think completely out of the box. We used to say that, but during COVID, it really did happen. Like, you had to come up with some innovative solutions to the challenges that you were facing, and connect with your employees. Like, connect with them not just through the phone calls or the Zoom calls, but let them know that you were there. And I'm really grateful. While I don't like that we had COVID, I am grateful for the things that it taught us to face and deal with, because I think that it definitely required us to be quicker on our feet, not just as companies or executives or leaders, but as site team members, because it required them to shine, and shine they did.
Yes, they did. And you know, your point about the fact that the pandemic kind of brought to the forefront things that were kind of lurking in the background, as far as, you know, I know that I would go to conferences and see all kinds of technology, you know, the years prior to COVID, and I would ask people, you know, who kind of had demos, what they thought about it, and they said, oh, I think it's a great thing, but I don't think we're ready for it yet. Of course, the multifamily industry is known for being slow about adapting new thoughts. But all of a sudden, when COVID hits, you know, virtual touring, you know, those types of things that were kind of slow moving in and creeping into that just all of a sudden took over. And then a lot of people have now adapted that as part of their norm after the pandemic. But I want to move on and ask you a little bit about how do you believe that positive thinking and visualization contributes to achieving career goals in multifamily?
Well, I think positive thinking, it helps maintain motivation, even when we're faced with the adversities or the challenges that we face. I think it's needed to deal with the ups and downs of our careers. And it's something that I try to teach to our team members, each and every day when we have conversations. It's how we see things, how we talk about things, the information that we're putting out there. Instead of saying this situation is just horrible, okay, here's a solution to the situation, let's see how we can improve it, because even if you can make a minor improvement, that's better than where it was before. So it's about perspective. How are you looking at it? And I think the other part, the visualization, it's about setting clear goals. I mean, that's part of what we've always done as an industry. But setting those goals and mentally preparing for them, when you are able to set clear goals or provide clear goals to your staff, your team members, your investors, whoever it is that you're dealing with in your personal life, when you're able to provide those clear goals and you're mentally preparing for them, I think that is a mental roadmap that makes getting towards that in road a reality. So between the positive thinking and the visualization, it's to me, that is part of what we do each and every day to make sure that our team members are provided with support and in reaching their goals. I think visualization is a big one. Sometimes our team members doubt themselves, and I always tell them, like, work in your greatness. What does that mean to you? What is it that you feel you are most powerful at? But it scares you so much to think about it that you don't really want to put it out there. Well, put it out there. Put it out there, because if you don't, you're going to look back one day and you're going to do the what if. What if I would have done this, or what if I would have done that? And that all comes from, I believe, a positive mindset. It's not, it doesn't mean it's not going to be hard to attain. It just means if you put it out there, first of all, Paul, I always say, if it doesn't scare you, it's not a big enough goal. All right? So that's number one. But then putting it out there, like, this is going to happen. This is what I'm going to make happen. And then visualize it. Saying it and visualizing it, you will reach that goal. I am, like, 100% one of those that believes in that, because I am a product of that. From the time that I was a child, I'll give you the story of, I wanted to learn how to do back handsprings, and my grandparents didn't have the money to send me to gymnastics class long term. So I visualized myself doing these back handsprings, and I would go outside and I visualized the momentum it would take to to do a back handspring. So I started with a back bend, then to a back walk over, and then I learned how to do a back handspring. When I was in the sixth grade, I was able to do like 8 to 10 back handsprings in a competition, wow, like very well. And that was really from just visualizing it and knowing and saying that I'm going to do it. You know, when I started in the multifamily business, I said, I'm going to be a president and I'm going to own properties. And I started putting plans in place on how to get there. And I did it through, well, you know, first of all, through my faith in God. Like, I, you know, believe that he put me in this position to help others. And you know, now I have run a multi-million dollar business, and I am an investor in multifamily real estate. And not just an investor, I'm a general partner in some of these real estate deals, and I have multiple businesses that I am part of. So, and that all came from a positive mindset. Not that it wasn't hard, but it was about a positive mindset and about visualizing myself getting there. You know, I had to believe in myself in order to have others believe in me. And that is all part of what we do each and every day. Our residents have to believe in what we're doing in order to live on our properties. And, you know, they, I mean, some of them may live there and not be happy, but they still have to want to be there. There's plenty of places people can go. So it's all about who's there on site. It's all about them and their greatness. So that's something that I really try to push out there to our industry.
All right, perfect. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify,
relax. Do you
have
multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Mindset Matters, transforming your multifamily career. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a sought-after national speaker, the fantastic Cecilia Cascio, the president of Marquis Asset Management. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. And Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. So, Cecilia, we've got about 7.5 minutes left in this segment. I want to talk a little bit about applying the mindset principles in multifamily. Can you give me some examples of some case studies of successful multifamily professionals working with that growth mindset?
Yeah, well, I will tell you, I think one of the biggest challenges that we are seeing out there is staffing and understanding some of the different dynamics that our leaders are coming across with some of our on-site professionals. And I actually was having a conversation this morning with somebody on how to effectively communicate with the on-site professional that she was dealing with in a manner that she understands. And instead of seeing the challenge as one that is negative and petty, I had to remind her, like, this is really important for us to understand, seek to understand where the person is coming from. That doesn't mean you agree, but understanding that individual and their experiences are very different from yours. So you'll never really you'll never really get why they think the way they do. Our job is not to do that. Our job is to help bring out the best in them. So what can you do as a leader to understand what this individual, where this individual is coming from, where their frustration is coming from, what is the root of the problem, and bringing out some positive highlights in the situation. By the time we got off the call, I think it was an example of, you know, it is not just how this on-site team member is handling the situation, but it's also how I'm perceiving it and how I am then communicating my frustration out, even if I'm not showing them I'm frustrated, the tone or the language that I'm using. And I don't mean language in, like, cursing or anything like that. It's just the word usage that we use makes a difference. So understanding your own challenges is a major step in helping those that are out on the site that struggle with their day-to-day operations. And that really is, to me, applying some of this growth mindset is, how can I step back and take a negative situation and make it a positive one? And it takes some practice, but it's something that we have to do each and every day with the challenges that we do face. We have to turn them into opportunities.
We've got about 4 minutes left in the segment. I wanted to ask you about the resilient mindset and how can someone overcome ultimately the setbacks that we have when things don't go the way we want them to go, which is day-to-day part of multifamily management.
I think first you have to take a step back from the situation that you're facing at that very moment. And you have to remember, what is the long-term goal here? Remaining flexible and adaptable is big in a resilient mindset. I think that being proactive is something that we talk about, but I think most important sometimes it's self-compassion. We are really hard on ourselves at times, and when you combine all these factors together, I think that you can move mountains. And I believe that our industry, our team members in our industry, have the ability to move mountains far beyond their own understanding. And it's because they are so resilient in what they do.
It's important for people to remember that communication is extremely important, whether it's from upper management down to the on-site folks or vice versa. That really takes a lot of the mystery out of it. If there's great communication, do you find that to be the case?
Open communication.
Yes.
You know, I think that's something that is important. Open communication, where team members are able to speak freely in what they are feeling, in what they are thinking, in what they are seeing, that they're able to speak about their ideas, about the frustrations, about not just what they like, but what they don't like, so we can find solutions or provide them some guidance on how to have a different outlook on the situation. Sometimes it's just turning the knob just a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left to give people a different perspective and changes the dynamic and the energy of the situation completely. But it all starts with everybody feeling like they can openly communicate.
Yeah, and you mentioned perception, too. You know, my father used to always tell me that it doesn't matter what you think people think. It only matters what they really think. So you really have to be, understand, not assume that they're thinking in some way. You have to really understand what they're thinking. We've got about a minute left. What are your thoughts?
Their perception is their reality, and we have to remember that. We absolutely have to remember that.
Whether it's a team member or whether it's a resident.
It doesn't matter. It's whoever you're coming across, whether it's a team member, resident, vendor, the checkout lady at the grocery store. Their perception is their reality. And if you want to turn a situation around, you have to seek to understand what they're seeing and what they're going through. And that can be really, that sounds really deep, but sometimes it's just as simple as a, how are you doing today?
We're going to break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's E-Conserve at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back. back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Mindset Matters, transforming your multifamily career. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily veteran, a sought-after national speaker, the awesome Cecilia Cascio, the president of Marquis Asset Management. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Cecilia, in this final segment, we're going to discuss the mindset for long-term success. What are the long-term benefits of maintaining a growth mindset in a career?
Well, I think that the benefits will be, one is, I believe positive mindset helps your mental health, right? It is one of those things that if you continue to focus on the positive or how to reach the outcomes that you're looking to attain, then you tend to be happier, you feel more fulfilled. And this, to me, is part of, you know, being able to bounce back from any of the setbacks that we face, whether it be personal or professional. And, you know, part of that comes from just continuous learning. And I know we talked about that earlier, but not just learning for your multifamily field, but self-improvement, you know, learning new skills and learning new knowledge, learning how to handle situations differently. I read a book about learning how to handle my teenager because I have two older kids that are in their 30s, and then I have a 16-year-old, so imagine the differences there. And, you know, if I don't make those self-improvements, then I'm finding that the challenges are more forward-facing than the solutions. So I think, and that has become my motivation to continue learning and continue making improvements. And I really try to focus on those things that I'm passionate about. I'll work on a whole lot of different things, but what I'm passionate about seems to get more attention. And obviously that's because those are the things that matter most to me. And I encourage people to understand what their why is. Why is it that you do what you do? Why is it that you work in multifamily when things get really tough out there? Because they do in our business. And we get overwhelmed with, like, why do I do this? Take a step back and remember your why. And that, to me, is a long-term benefit. And building those relationships with not just your team members, but others in the industry, and building the right relationships, building relationships with people that inspire you to become a better you, people that can help mentor you to, you know, really work on whatever it is that you're choosing to be. You know, I tell people, just because you're in multifamily doesn't mean you have to stay in multifamily. While, you know, we always want to keep the greatest individuals in our industry, I want people to be their best at what they really love to do and be in their own greatness. I think that's really important for us as leaders to continue to push out to those that we come across in our industry.
Yeah, and we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. I wanted you, I've got two questions for you, so hopefully we have time for both, but what do you suggest people can do to sustain being motivated and sustain their drive in multifamily, because it can be tough? And then the second question is, what final pieces of advice or tips do you have for people to embrace challenges and opportunities for growth in multifamily?
Set clear goals for yourself and review them on a regular basis and adjust them as needed. Celebrate your wins. Don't be so hard on yourself all the time. I always look to seek continuous feedback on a regular basis, and really staying informed on what's happening out there is kind of what helps motivate me and drives me in this industry. And I think my final advice would be, know your why and stand in it. Like, don't compromise your integrity, your beliefs, what you feel so strongly about. And that is across the board. I think that applies, you know, if you stand in your truth and really stand in it, don't compromise it, you will, in my opinion, be able to embrace whatever, embrace and overcome any of the challenges that come your way, and that will only continue to help you grow you mentally and, you know, however else it is that you seek to grow. So that would be my final piece of advice.
Yeah, and just to add to that, because we got about a minute left before I want to transition, when somebody is in this industry, they typically start out in a position, a leasing position, whatever, and then they work their way through the industry. What kind of a tip can you give somebody as far as wanting to move up in the industry?
Listen and learn. Mm-hmm. Listen and learn. We are so quick to feel like we always have to give feedback that at times we're not listening to the things around us. But if you listen and learn, you will be unstoppable.
Yeah, and I that reminds me of a conversation I had with somebody who's an executive now in the industry that she said that all she wanted to do was just get in the room when there were meetings going on. She didn't Yep. necessarily want to contribute. She just wanted to sit in the room and listen to what people were talking about, and she found that nobody really had a problem with that. They you know, as long as she was getting her work done, they didn't care if she sat in, and she learned so much from that, and it helped her in her career.
I want to be around, or I try to be around people who are already achieving what I am looking to achieve. I want to be around people that are smarter than me, because mm-hmm. those that are, you know, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room. I want to learn from others. Sure. I want to learn how they did what they're doing, and then I in turn can help others, right? But that is what I love to do. I love to just get in those rooms and listen, learn, and I make it a goal to be around that I have already accomplished what I'm looking to accomplish. So
Yeah. Well, I want to transition us out of this topic because we could continue to talk about it for another full episode, but I wanted to kind of find out a little bit about what you're doing, what's going on with you. I know that you do some coaching and speaking, and tell us a little bit about that. And also, I know people probably want to get in touch with you. How can they do that as well?
Well, they can reach out to me at my website is actually ceciliacasio.com, and there's a link in there for them to send me their contact information. I am also on I am Cecilia Casio on Instagram. I can also be reached at ccasio@cgplegacygroup.com, and I am currently I'm doing some coaching and consulting and doing some speaking on stages, along with attending a few of the conferences that I'm really looking forward to this summer. So I, you know, my passion is leadership, growth, and helping others find their passion and their greatness, and especially those in our multifamily industry. I feel like we don't truly understand the value we bring at times, and it's our job as leaders and executives to help our team members understand what they are fully capable of beyond the desk that they sit at. You know, you want to have a positive impact on their legacies, and to me, that's what I strive for. My website, you will see that my global brand is Next Gen Legacies, and that actually feeds into a couple of different businesses that I have going on, but I want to make an impact on legacies to come, and that is what I'm doing.
Yeah, and you also have a strong presence on LinkedIn, so I would recommend anybody who's not connected to you on LinkedIn to do so. And also, just we've got about 30 seconds left, so what would be the perfect coaching client for you as far as what type of person would that be, or company?
That is, from a company standpoint, you would have team members that are looking for growth and motivation outside of what they're currently hearing. They hear these things from their current organization, but when somebody comes in, is able to coach them one-on-one, and as a group, they're able to see that somebody else sees what they can do, and then you are able to pull out their strengths. So, and from an individual, I would say anybody who's looking for a growth mindset, anybody who's looking for leadership guidance, it is something that I have been doing, for the past year and a half. Anybody who has a management company that doesn't have a fully developed team, I've been working on those as well in the past year and a half, and so I'm seeing some great results, and which inspired me to continue doing what I'm preaching, right? Getting out there and doing it myself. So
sure.
I look forward to the growth in our industry and what they are doing for our assets and our communities, because in the end, they impact the community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Cecilia, for being on the show this week. It was great, and we'll have you back on again soon. We will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.